Good morning, friends. Happy Easter. Thank you so much for making our cross beautiful with all the flowers that you put on there. Those are amazing. We have one more special thing to do this morning. It has to do with what's inside this box. This box says, shh, not till Easter. Keep it closed, save for Easter, and do not open. What day is this? Easter. It's Easter. That means that we get to open what's inside this box. And what's inside this box is a very special word. And in just a minute, I'm going to tell you why it's hidden. Are you ready to hear why it's hidden? It's hidden because the word is Alleluia. And Alleluia means praise be to God. And on Easter, we say that a whole bunch. But there's a time in the church year when we don't say Alleluia. It's called Lent, and it just finished. During the season of Lent, we tuck our Alleluias and our praises down deep inside our hearts, and we don't use the Alleluia because we save it, and we tuck it away. And on Easter, we bring it back out again. And we do that as a form of praise because on this day, Jesus is risen. Can you say the word Alleluia with me? Alleluia. That's good. That is a wonderful praise to God. So on this Easter day, we are going to resurrect our Alleluia. Just like Jesus was resurrected, we resurrect our praise from where it was hidden and say it loud. Are you ready? Here it comes. Here comes our Alleluia. Can you reach out and help me hold it up? Hold up our Alleluia. Hold it up high. Hold it up high. Stand up so you can see it. Everybody stand up and hold up this Alleluia for me. Can you say it with me one more time? Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Good job. Thank you for resurrecting our praise on this Easter morning. I love that you brought your flowers to our cross and your praises to our Alleluia. Thank you for coming and being with me this morning, and you can go back and sit with your families now.
The long sojourn of Lent has ended. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. We have not seen the risen Christ, but we see him in the lives of those transformed by grace. We have not seen Jesus face to face, but we have seen him in the faces of everyone whose love encourages us. We have not touched the wounds from the cross, but we have been called to bring healing to the scarred of the world. Good morning. Welcome to worship and abiding love on this festive day of days. What a blessing it is to be with you. Familiar faces and new friends. What a joy it is to see families gathering at a time like this, all for the right reasons, to celebrate the gift of renewed life that we all share in this Resurrection Sunday. If you're visiting with us today, we are delighted. If you get lost, follow along the person next to you. Chances are they know where we're going. But we won't leave anybody behind. We'll celebrate communion today. We'll hear and revel in God's word. We will pray and sing and praise the one who comes bringing life to us all once more on this Easter Sunday. We sing together our gathering song.
The grace of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the reconciling love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of grace, in the resurrection of Christ, you have put to death forever anything that can separate us from you. In raising your Christ as Lord of life, you have raised us to live resurrected lives in him. Open our eyes to see him in the midst of the world, and open our hearts to receive him as your gift of light and love to a world in need. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with the readings.
A reading from Isaiah. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating, for I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, but the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. And the word was with God. Psalm 118 will be sung. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before this throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood and made us to be a kingdom, priest serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I turned to see whose voice it was that spoke to me. And on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, I saw one like the Son of Man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash across his chest. His head and his hair were white as white wool, white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined as in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and from his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword. And his face was like the sun, shining with full force. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he, the living one. I was dead, and see, I am alive forever and ever." And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
Please stand as you are able for the gospel.
Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb. We don't know where they've laid him." Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in, saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. And Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up into place by itself. The other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head, the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. She did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Don't hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I invite you to be seated. I invite our youngins forward once more. This is a great song to chant.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go
into the Lord's house. I was glad
when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Awesome. That's the way we do that song in chapel every Thursday. It's a good clapper. Everybody brings their clappers, and we do a little clapping. And today is a great day for clapping, because today is a celebration Sunday. Today is a celebration of Jesus being raised to new life once more. And we celebrate that. We get downright excited about that, because it not only means new life for him, it means new life for us all. That's what we're celebrating today. Jesus' entry into new life is an entry into new life for all of us. All the old is gone, and something new has come. And we're reminded that Jesus teaches us a little bit today about how we are in relationship with God. He says this marvelous thing, and I want you guys to remember this if you can, okay? He says, "You are like little chicks, and I long to gather you as a mother hen gathers her chicks." Have you ever seen this? Maybe you have. You might have seen it in pictures. You might have seen birdies actually do this. Lots of birds do this. Ducks gather ducklings. Geese gather goslings. Hens gather their chicks. And they get them together and they try to keep them safe and protected and warm and united in a group. And they bless them with this covering, this gentle blessing of their wings over them. And Jesus has this image of you and me and all of us being like little chicks and God spreading God's wings around us in this wonderful protection, in this wonderful way of keeping us together as the family of faith. So we thought that might make a little more sense if you actually, Reggie, if you actually got to see what you look like to God. Are you ready for that? I think she's got something to show you. Yeah. Let's see what we got here. Suppose you looked in the mirror and you saw this. That's what God wants you to see. God wants you to see that you are little and precious and new and blessed and beloved. Would you like to come up and meet this little fellow? You can if you would like, but let's be very gentle because they're kind of frightening. It can be a little disconcerting for a little peep. Yeah, just one finger, just gently, and then step back so everybody gets a chance to see. Did you get a chance to see? Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Just one finger. Yeah, there you go. You get to see too. Yeah. One finger and then step back. Yeah. There you go. Awesome. They're very gentle. They're very soft. But this is the way God thinks of us. Okay, let's have a seat. This is the way God thinks of us. And think of this as the way God holds us in God's hands. Yeah, like a little chick. Aren't they precious? Do you know that you are too? Just as precious as these little things are you in the hands of the one who gives you life. So we remember this at this time. We remember Jesus' teaching that God wants to gather us together like a mother hen her chicks. And we're going to set them back inside their little basket here because their little hearts are just going thump, 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 thump. They get kind of excited, but they're as excited to see you as you are to see them. And they're excited about some other things too. Thank you for the way you brought back the Alleluia word to us. It's like a gift. Thank you for bringing our Alleluia back so we can sing and praise this day. And thank you for causing our cross to flower like a beautiful garden. This instrument of destruction and horror has now become, thanks to you, a blessing for our whole community. You can go back and sit with your folks now, but we're going to talk a little bit more about Jesus' new life and our new life in Him. What a day. The cross stands empty against the crisp blue sky. A tomb, a dark, foreboding place. Mouths silence as it stands empty as well. And we can hear on the wind, like voices of angels, He is risen. He is not here. The cruelty of the cross will not be the last word, God says. And the tomb cannot create, cannot capture the life-giving, ongoing creativeness of God. Nothing can hold it. Today is a day when we sing and celebrate and we praise the new life that God reveals in Christ. And we begin to understand it as a gift of new life to us as well. And we look back over all that we have seen, over all that Jesus has revealed through the course of His living ministry with us, through everything that we studied and focused on in the course in this journey of Lent, this wilderness journey that we took together. And we look back at this week, at the triumphant entry into Jerusalem, and then the darkness of His trial, His scourging, His crucifixion and death. And we've walked right with Him all the way. And yet, as we look at His story, as we look at the story of the Gospels, we see that this has much of the time been a story of failed recognition. Much of the story, as it's been lived by us, as we have gone with those who have gone with Jesus, has been a story of failing to recognize exactly what and whom God has placed in our midst. As He descended from the Mount of Olives at the beginning of the week to make His triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Jesus laments prophetically. In Luke's gospel, He says, as He came near and saw the city, Jesus wept over it, saying, if you had only recognized the things that make for peace, yet not one stone will be left on another here, because you did not recognize the time God came to you. In Matthew's gospel, how often I have longed to gather you together as a hen gathers her chicks, yet you were not willing. Jesus weeps as He descends the Mount of Olives and enters into the valley and rises again into the city of Jerusalem to all that awaits Him there. A failure of recognition. Early in John's Gospel, we read, He was in the world, but the world did not know Him. He came to His own, but His own did not receive Him. And we know that over the course of this week, His own will disown Him and favor another as a leader for their coming days. Even those closest to Him, we know that among the 12, those who follow Him most closely, who've seen the incredible things that He's done, who've seen the way He breaks through all of the taboos and strictures of His time, and reaches to the least and the lost with love, even these fail to get the reality of what God is doing in their midst. This very morning, Mary Magdalene comes to the tomb, regretting that on Friday, as darkness descended and the Passover was beginning, in a time when work and ritual was not permitted, had come. and Jesus had to hastily be stowed in a tomb to hold him until that he can come again on the first day of the week and follow the practices and traditions of their people and properly prepare and embalm his body for burial. And even Mary is surprised, dumbstruck, to come and find the tomb empty. This is the one who has promised us multiple times, prophetically, as I go to Jerusalem, I go to my death. As I confront the powers that are there, I will lose. And I will be arrested and tried and convicted and scourged and crucified and murdered. But on the third day, God will have the last word. And the last word is not death, but life. And I will be raised to new life once more. Multiple times he's told them this. And yet Mary, as she goes to the tomb in the morning, I feel for her, has got to be just amazed and terrified all at the same time. And when she sees this one, she mistakes him for the gardener. And again, I feel for her, and I totally understand. She is in a garden once more, a garden where life is blooming. And it would only be natural for the gardener to be there. I think that this is one of John's statements about the new life that creation is resurrected to in Christ. It is a new Eden, and the gardener is there. But she mistakes this one for the gardener in that place until he says her name, Mary. And in that instant is recognition. And in that recognition is resurrection for her, not just for Jesus, thanks be to God, but for her as well. I love this image. This is actually created by an artist named Bruce Wolfe, and he paints. This is a painting intended to capture sculpture and to give the appearance of something sculpted. You can tell when you get up close and look at this that it's actually got the brush strokes and everything in it, but it looks like a beautiful piece of statuary. And yet the reality of it is, it's her expression that brings it to life. This look of sheer impossibility, and yet the reality that dawns on her, the recognition that takes place in this moment, is that face. And she says, Rabboni, teacher. She recognizes this one who's revealed to her the whole truth of God, the way and the truth and the life that God is revealing to all creation in Christ. And she's extraordinarily blessed by this. And she wants to tell everyone, everywhere. And the news of Easter begins to spread. Jesus' resurrection is Mary's rebirth. And it is an offering of new birth, rebirth to us all. Paul will say it this way. We who were buried with him in baptism, in the sacrament wherein God claims us and names us and calls us God's own. We, you who were buried with him in baptism, you also are raised with him through faith in the power of God. Amen? Paul understands it this way. We know that our old self was crucified with him. And we who have been united with him in a death like his will be united with him in a resurrection just like his. Amen? This is good news. This is the gospel. He came to his own, though, John says. But his own did not receive him. But to as many as who would receive him, who would believe in his name, he gave the power to become the children of God. Even now, that power is being unleashed in this world. On this Resurrection Sunday, that power is spreading around the world, and it's facing sore challenges and threats and reactions of fear and reactions of violence. In Sri Lanka this day, hundreds of people murdered for gathering to practice what they believe. And yet, that power of becoming, relentless, unstoppable, is spreading around the world in the face of such evil and violence. This is Resurrection Sunday. This is a day of new life for us all. We too have been raised. We have new life in Him. Peter reveals, Christ who was put to death in the flesh has been raised in the Spirit. And that Spirit is pervading all creation. It is in you and I. It is in the world around us. It is in the rocks and the trees and the air and the water. This Spirit of God, this life-givingness of God, is threading out and spreading out everywhere, relentless and unstoppable. We have that Spirit. But the question still hangs in the air. Even on a crisp, beautiful, new day like today, as Christ manifests Himself in the world around us, will we recognize Him? Will we know Him when we see Him? Will we know Him when we see Him in the faces of the poor and the stranger? Will we know Him when we see Him in fellow Christians and believers? Will we know Him when we see Him in people of faith and people of no faith or spiritual interest whatsoever? Will we know Him when we see Him in the stranger and the other? Will we hear Him? Will we recognize His voice when He speaks our name and invites us to follow Him? And another question is this: will He recognize us? Will He see us infused and imbued with that Spirit and living as the body of Christ in the world today? Will Jesus recognize Himself in us, in the ministry that we share, and in the things that we do and refuse to do in seeking to bring about the world that God has envisioned and that God is calling forth? Will Jesus recognize His own? And finally, will the world recognize Him in us? Will they see that these are people who live according to a different set of values and priorities, who do not live as the world lives, but live as Christ has lived and lives among us still? Will they see in us the care and the compassion? Will they see in us the boldness and the courage to crash through what is wicked and evil in this world and to hold together as people of faith in the face of whatever the world may hand us? Will the world recognize Him in His church, in the struggles that we undergo to bear witness to His truth and goodness? Will we be recognizable as the body of Christ? We have yet to answer these questions. They are for coming days. They are for every step that we take from this day forward. Today, the risen one leads us into a new day. All of us have been raised with Him to bring about the world that God has always dreamed of. People of the resurrection. Children of God. Amen. Thank you.
God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy and Catholic apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As a community of faith, we come together in prayer for each other and for the world. Let us pray. God of grace, Creator, Sanctifier, Redeemer God, you are God Almighty and God of love for all who have created, for all you have created and are creating. You bring your people much joy in the greatest gift of all, your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for all your gifts to us. We praise you and forever worship you. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of grace, we thank you for all that we have and the joy that you give us in your creation. This earth you created and its fruits were created for the benefit of all, now and in the future. Help us to see and help others to see that it is our responsibility to care for this earth and all its resources today, so that future generations can experience the joy of your creation to come. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of grace, you sent your Son to be the Savior of the world. We thank you for this wonderful gift. We ask that you will lead us to live the way Jesus lived and follow his example. Help us to remember his words, to love others as he loves us, to let others see that we are his followers because we love others as we love him. Help us to live a life filled with compassion and love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of grace, we pray today for a hurting world and for those who are sick of mind, body, and spirit. And today, we lift up Jordan Davis, Cheryl Henry, Steve Kichta, Tina Russ, the Crunk family, Joanne Mock, Gloria Hayden, Sam Collins, Danny Sanchez, Rosa Hatfield, Sarah Sulzbach, Kelly's mom, Brad Castleberry, Uncle David, Francine, Diane Schoeff, Reuben, and Cameron. And we pray for all who suffer as a result of violence and oppression, and for all victims of disasters and human failures. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of grace, inspire the work of our partner Austin City Lutheran congregations and surrounding faith communities. Today, we remember the people and mission of Spirit in the Hills Lutheran Church in Spicewood. And bless the ministry of David and Alicia Brandos in Mexico City, and all the people who serve with the ELCA Global Missions.
Lord, empower all the people in the community of abiding love. Today we lift up Joyce Werneman, Haley Zimmerman, Jean and Naomi Zimmerman, Elizabeth, Xavier, Eloise and Diego Zarate, Gil, Tracy, Allison, and Reese Yetter. Hear us, O God. God of grace, because of our resurrected Lord, we are forever connected to you, and nothing can separate us from you. Thank you for loving us that much. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated as we continue with our offering.
Stand and pray together. God of grace, receive these simple gifts as signs of our whole lives offered up to you in gratitude for the gift of new life you have given us in Christ. Bless and multiply this harvest. May it serve your kingdom's purpose of bringing justice, peace, healing, and nourishment to a hungry and searching world. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed our duty and our joy that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy are you, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in your name. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
With all who will gather, our Lord takes bread. He blesses it and gives thanks. He breaks it, and he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and eat. This bread is my body broken and given for you. As often as you eat of it, do so, remembering me." And in the same way, he takes the cup, blessing it and giving thanks, he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you, for all people, for all creation, for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of it often, remembering me." And so we remember a life poured out that we might have life, a life taken up that we might live renewed. And we pray as this one has taught us, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." All who wish to meet Christ in this meal, all are welcome at this table. All who wish to come forward for blessing are welcome as well. Today we commune by intinction. You'll receive a wafer and you'll be invited to dip it in the wine or the grape juice, as is your practice. I invite you to be seated. I invite our musicians and communion servers forward. The ushers will guide you.
Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Our triumphant holy day. Alleluia. Who endured on the cross? Alleluia. Suffered to
thank you.
Let's stand and pray together. God of life, of all creation, you bless us in this sacred meal. Your provision for all that is needed and lacking in the world. Your redeeming of everything that is broken and wayward in our lives. You have strengthened and encouraged us for all that lies ahead. And you have given us a vision of your kingdom come, where all are welcome, all are fed, and none go wanting. Pray with me. We give you thanks in the name of the one who rises to make all things new. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. There is a happenings brochure in the seat back in front of you. There are many of these. Take them. They're for you. They're filled with all kinds of things that are going on at Abiding Love. If you're a member here, take one for the fridge and one for a friend. And if you're visiting with us today, take one along so you know what's going on in this community and know that you are always welcome here. Know this too, that in this day, as life is refreshed in Jesus, life is refreshed in you. The Spirit of God abides in you. God has named you, chosen you, called you, and blesses you as his own. God bless you and keep you. God make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. God look on you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christ is the life, let Christians sing. The cross stands empty to the sky. Let streets and homes with praises ring. Love drowned in death shall never die. Christ is the life, no longer bound to distant years in Palestine, but saving, healing here and now, and touching every place and time. In every insult, rift, and war, where color, scorn, or wealth divide, Christ suffers still, and yet
together,
sharing God's love.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Please share that peace with each other and any who you meet this week.